From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama opens up on America's reaction to the killings. In Spain today, U.S. President Barack Obama called on Americans to mutually respect fellow citizens days after two fatal police shootings of African Americans and an ambush that killed five policemen in Dallas, Texas.
Whenever those of us who are concerned about fairness in the criminal justice system attack police officers, you are doing a disservice to the cause. First of all, any violence directed at police officers is a reprehensible crime and needs to be prosecuted.
He said that maintaining a truthful and serious and respectful tone is going to help mobilize American society to bring about real change, and that is our ultimate objective.
Now, this week, people felt hurt and angry, and so some of this is just venting. But I think that the overwhelming majority of people who are involved in the Black Lives Matter movement, what they really want to see is a better relationship between the police and the community, so that they can feel that it's serving them. And the best way to do that is to bring allies aboard. And that includes, by the way, police departments that are doing the right thing, like Dallas.
The president spoke in response to a question from a reporter as he met Sunday in Madrid, Spain, with Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. This is VOA News. Scores of demonstrators protesting police brutality against black men around the U.S. have been arrested, even as the nation reels from the deaths of the five policemen. The demonstrations extended from Saturday night into early Sunday, with one flashpoint in the southern city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where DeRay McKessonies, one of the founders of the police reform protest movement Black Lives Matter, he live-streamed his own arrest. Gunfire has erupted again in South Sudan's capital following days of violence between rival factions that left more than 100 people dead. Witnesses in Juba say shots rang out in parts of the city Sunday as former rebels and government troops exchanged heavy gunfire. VOA's English to Africa division spoke with both sides of this violent situation. Michael McCoy is the South Sudanese information minister, and he blames the attack on the forces of First Vice President Riek Machar.
We not out here.
The forces of Riek Machar, that is the IO forces, had been in flagrant violation of the agreement. There is no doubt about that. And this is very clear. They are the ones who ignited the fighting in J1 in the presidential palace. And they are the same people who are now, who this morning caused another problem.
On the other hand, James Gadet Dock is the spokesman for the South Sudanese first vice president, Dr. Riek Machar, and he offered his view as to who's to blame.
So this morning, they went to Jebel, a place called Jebel, where the residents of the first vice president is, and decided to attack our forces there. So they should not deny it. If you ask another party, a third party, to tell you, where did the fighting start today? They will tell you it started at the residence of the first vice president.
Earlier, the U.S. State Department issued an urgent call for calm in South Sudan after the deadly fighting began on the eve of the fifth anniversary of the country's independence. Prominent Cambodian political activist and commentator Khem Lay was shot dead in broad daylight while sitting in a coffee shop at a gas station in Phnom Penh on Sunday. The popular public figure was an outspoken critic of the government and the founder of the Grassroots Democracy Party. His killing has intensified growing public outrage at the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen, with a large crowd of protesters at the scene. Tep Vanny is a young woman, an activist who appeared with dozens of others to express her outrage at Khem Lay's killing. She said, please, national and international communities, please help the Cambodian people. Many more of us will die if there is no help from you. The protesters at the scene are convinced that this was just the latest act in a wave of government intimidation of opposition politicians. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.